Seattle Shmaya. The holdings in cities of Mrs. Talmud Torah. It's obviously a very conducive place to be. As we appear for Chag Shavuos, Zman Matan Torasenu. Already mentioned the Beis Halevi, the Nasa, the Nishma, the Zoya. It seemed to be within the Kabbalah. Kabbalah Satur, which is the Vada Koilo, both Torah and Mitzvahs. Torah needs Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs needs Torah. The Petoich HaDvorim, there was a separate Kabbalah on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Nas is connected of the Tovin and the Nishma is connected. It's coming there, I see. So I want to talk about the Chudim Rekozes, the void of Kabbalah Satur. I think we could work on, touch on. And maybe get a shaykhis too, as we're holding, hopefully, in the sugya. It's very, very famous. It's mentioned not only yeshivas. Shachri stories bring this that it's born in the Shlach Kaddish. Shame, the Sefer Kadman, Tilas Yaakov, that Shuas is considered. Are you Madin a Bittul Torah? Are you Madin a Bittul Torah? We've delivered it from the Lashon, says Azoin. It's not but my memory is good. When you hear things, you have to look them up. But you don't have a shaykhist to it until you. It's not just like a veritol. It's Torah. The Shloss says, for the second, it's Yom Adin Bittul Torah. He himself is saying, a Chelikim Torah. The Torah is mavur that the Yom Adin in Bittul Torah. So what does he say? Lashon is like this: Kamo Yishev Rosh Hashanah Rotzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lashkiach Ulid Rosh Maaseh Bnei Adam Ki Yu Yom Abriya Rishayne V'Chidash Olam. What's mechayev the Rosh Hashanah's Yom Adin is because it's a dimension of Chidash Olam, like we say in the Tefillah, Zeh Yom Tchilas Maasecha. Kein Rotzah B'Yom Matan Torah Seinu Shumura Chidash Olam. The first Likud, he says, Matan Torah is also a second sort of Chiddush HaOlam, a certain sort of creation of the world. Lashkiach Lidrash Amas HaOlam. So there has to be a Yom HaDin. Now he's going to explain the Likud. What does that do? What do we see it has to do with Bittul Torah? Because it says, Ladunu Apera Se'ilun Kadisa Perek Kamad Rosh Hashanah. Shnitzayin, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, that on Chshuis, on Atzeres, it's need an Apera Se'ilun. Kvabi Arnu, first the Torah, ki heima neshamas ha-parchis milon neshal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Perisi ilon are neshamas. Kinir behemshech, even more than neshamas lingi in Torah. Oilam nidin b'yem zeh ala Torah shenitna b'y shabit la'atzmi mena. Perisi ilon are the shaykhis of Yiddish and neshamas, or the neshamas Torah. And that's nichlon perisi ilon. So now the two things in the beer, what is the chiddush oilam? What is in the Kuda that is a Chiddush HaOlam? There's a creation of the world in Matan Torah, the Yom Shavuos. What is this Nakuda of the Peres HaOlam and Torah? Why is Torah the Miucha, the Peres HaOlam? Well, I'd like to stop one question that's really open up. L'chor, Pashup Shad, Sarach Pirush. You don't even need a bit of Torah. You already had a Rosh Hashanah. You already had a Rosh Hashanah. So the HaOlam is bothered by this from an emotional standpoint. It's hard enough for them to deal with Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, so by Yom HaDin and Shavuos. I'm asking Yavon. You ready, Rosh Hashanah? The person is needed. Kol Ma'aser. Seicha Kol Ma'aser Bola Fanecha. Every single thing, every single Avera, Mitzvah and Avera is needed. Bittul Torah, Chiyav and Talmud Torah, Bittul Torah. That's the analysis. It's a Chiyav and an Isra essay. So it's also Nichol Rosh Hashanah. What passes Nacham Ol Yemedin? What passes Nacham Ol Yemedin on being in Bittul Torah? So L'chore, the Tzurus of the Shmaitzah, which is what we're dealing with the whole Zman, is that it's in a class B'fnei Atzma. Talmud Torah is in a class B'fnei Atzma. some reason it's not included in the regular Din of Rosh Hashanah. It is included, but it's included in Rosh Hashanah together with other mitzvahs. But there's something miyuchad in Talmud Torah that is negiah to Shavuos, and that the din is on that nekuda. We see this one more place. Going Mishlei, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, he brings from a Chazal that it says there are seven dinim that a person is going to be go through. And the first one he says is koydim tekev, meaning lashon degun. Echad tekev koydim misos, bo shloisha malachim. There are three malachim. Echad choyshev kol ragoyim shohi ba'olam benoit cheshbonei ma'asavim. The first one, he makes a cheshbon everything he did with every second of his life. Vashevi choyshev aveirish ha'asav. The second makes a cheshbon of all the aveirish he did. Vashlishi shalom ad'iti teruv bet nima. The third one, hopefully you're going to recognize. He was the Malach who taught all of us. We were Me'ima, taught us Kol HaTerukula, Achelik and taught Kol HaTerukula. V'ach shebolirei simim shleim emito. You know, he's saying, okay, where is everything that I taught you? So, the same thing sticks out here. Okay, what's this third Malach? And the first Malach figured out what we do, kind of, that's, and did we do the mitzvah's essay? Did we do what we're supposed to be doing? The second Malach figured out all the averus we did in Taita. The third Malach comes to figure out all of them. So, same with the sensitive ear, see the same exact kibun. Same exact kibun with the Shloah, same with Shem, and Siakah. Something is a separate cheshbon, Nachum on Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has some sort of separate cheshbon. There's Rosh Hashanah, which is Esid and Loisisa. Avoinus, averus we'll call it. And there's a new thing with Talmud Torah. What is this new thing of Talmud Torah? What is this new issue of Talmud Torah? The Nefesh HaChaim and Shadalit Prokem Yud Yud Aleph later on Chafei Chavav and Ruach HaChaim also he's chayz around what he himself terms as Yisoy Neira. Hard for me to believe. Anyone in this room hasn't ever heard it. The M is built in Shum Sofi Klal. Shayma Oilam Kule Mikotzar Koteo Ponichas Shal Mafrega Achet Mamish Meisik Vizboim Nishalon of Itar. If there was a time, a period, a second on the clock, on the clock, a second, there was a second, that there wasn't one Jew learning Torah. He talks about two things, learning Torah, thinking about Torah. Where does this Nefesh HaChaim come from? Mamish in the name. So, earlier, in the same parak, I was going down for parak. He comes to the Gemara on Shabbos. Shabbos Daf Pei Ches. Gemara on Shabbos Daf Pei Ches and Aleph Shteh Tazer. Omar Chizgiya, Mai Dechsir, Mishamayim Shmat Adin, Eretz Yiro'a Mishkata. It says, Tefnun Mishamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made her a din. Heard a din. Eretz Yiro'a Mishkata. An Eretz that's Yiro'a, that's full of fear, Yiro'a Mishkata. It's a shame, Mishkata, it's calm, calm, Mishkata, calm. Shkoda is kind of calm. See, guy in the lunchroom eating a schnitzel. It's fine. Frakti Gamorim, you roll on a shkoda, shkoda on a yard, he's a shnei afochim. He's a shnei afochim. If he's in fear, why is a shkoda? A shkoda. Ela betchila, you roll of save shkoda. In the beginning, there was a pahad, and then there was a shekhar. Lama Yurakid or Shlokish, Lama Reshlokish, Magdifsi, Vayeri, Vayvoyker, Yoim Hashishi. What does it mean, Yoim Hashishi? Yoim Shishi to say. Why does it say Hashishi, Yeyasir, Lamalik? The Lamish, Atma Hisna, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maise, Bereshis, Vamalim. In Israel, the Kabbalim had Torah, Atem Niskainim, the Mlav, and Machsir, and Israel, and the Soyu, and the Foy. Soyu, and the Foy. Because Baruch Hu built in a condition, he embedded a condition in the entire creation of the world. Every last fiber of the Metzias of existence in this world, everything that exists in this world, is placed in it tonight, that is pendant on Kabbalah Sofer. If in the Kabbal, good, if not, not. And that's why it was Yerah in the beginning, it was a Pachad, and then Shkotel, Baruch Hashem, Klai Yisroel was Makabal the Torah. Rashi ala Torah, here we have Vekir Yama, Shishi Rashi, in some Chumash HaMitz Rashi, Yosher, in some bracket. Rashi says, in the Zoi, when Klai Yisroel Makabal the Torah, was as if then the world was created. It was as if then the world was created. Because until then, the world was in a certain way not solidified. It was a tlai. Tlai is mitli toli v'koi. It was a tlai, mitli toli v'koi. Everything wasn't really... But when they were makabal, the Torah, that was the era of the Vikr, Yom HaShishi, really the Gemara of Bria wasn't the Shishi of the Sheishis and Me'amaisa with Shabbos. It was HaShishi. The Shishi of Siva. We already now already start to understand a little bit what the Tilas Yaakov says, that Shavuos is about Chiddush Olam, it's the second creation of the world. Let's explain a little bit more, but already state thought that there's a certain creation, something happened, something the world was created on Mantar. First of all, he names on, if this Tanai Hisneh, we would have, me and you, because what I would have learned more, is something special, Kabbalah Zatarah, after Kabbalah Zatarah finished. No. Kabbalah Sabtera was the start. But it means that Tanai Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu a mitzvah's Talmud Torah. That's what it means. The Tanai is that there has to be mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, Limud Torah, is the heartbeat and the center, the energy, the purpose of the world. And if that doesn't continue, the world will go back to Tohu Vavohu. And this is what he says. This is what he says. That if Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, if Lu Yitzur, there was a time that there was nobody learning Torah, the Torah, the world would go back. And that's why he uses the word Tohu Vavohu. The word Tohu Vavohu was coming from the Gemara. It's that word Tohu Vavohu. The Gemara sounds like Sheket. Zecht Nefesh HaChaim wasn't total sheket. There was an initial sheket because the Torah was born into this world. But we have to hold on to the Talmud Torah. And hopefully we could be misfollowed on the spilus of the Nefesh HaChaim later. In Perek Chaf Hei, he himself says, he opens up a little bit from his heart, and he says, Ve'ichle yislaiv leva odam ba'loyse aliba im izboine b'zeh inyin anayro. ותיפול עליו אימוסי ופחד לבעל ישראל פל חס ושלום איס הגתור הקדוש התומית כך שיחשי בלבוב היו לחס ושלום איס כזויס האויב הם כולם מקוצה והקצה ופוני לגמרי ואיס הגתור הקדוש ובלתי איסקוי והגיון לי בי עטה וזה איס בתור if you're not going to learn רבינו דוד דב דלת if you're not going to learn this line of Mishnah Berurah the Rashi על התור היו נחרובים כל העולם היסו כרגע עד סופו תאמו חס ושלום Zutoyr of Zuschar Maruba Ma'oy Bein Laharachu. True Noitel Sarkul, I want to get back to that. Says in Nefesh HaChaim Lehedya, this Pacha in a certain way continues to exist. What is this Yisoyr? What is this Yisoyr? The Torah is the heartbeat of the world. The Torah is what gives the energy to the world. So one second. Before we go, we'll try to explain it. We're in a position to understand it well. But first, sorry, I want to ask a question. That which the Gemara says, the Lu Yitzur, Klai Yisrael wouldn't be Mekabel Torah. So the entire world will go back to Tohu Vavohu. And then Rabbi Chaim teaches us that this continues, that we wouldn't continue to learn Torah. It would vite to go back to Torah. I want to ask a question. Is that a finish? Is that a patch? The Pshat, the Kadosh Baruch Hu would say, you know, the world, you don't deserve to live because you're not allowing people to enter or whatever. Is that a patch? Is that a patch to Klal Yisrael? Is that like Achi Eskila? Is that like Achi Malkus? And even your especially that's the word Torah, Masalera. It's not, it's a mitzias, it's a consequence. If a person's heart stops breathing, pumping, I'm sorry, he dies, not because he gets a patch, because what keeps the world going is not around. I'm even knowing that what we're talking about over here is not a matter of the Moynish. It's a sugya we call bittul kafka, the bittul purpose. If what the purpose of the world that the Baruch created ceases to exist, so the world goes back to Torah Bavoyim. The world goes back to Torah Bavoyim. Let's understand, why is this the purpose of the world? Why is this the purpose of the world? So what we've been seeing the past bunch of weeks is, why is this all around? I'm looking at the new, why this entire big world that you go around? Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Beis Yisrael, Mir, buildings, Beis Yishai, Beis Yom. Your mother, your father, your wife, your kids, your whole body. Why is it all around? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Yitzoyin no yaparshet. Yitzoyin is God. The Yitzoyin still wanted. The Yitzoyin wanted to create the world. He created the world. The Yitzoyin created the world. And he created the world with the purpose that we should continue his ratzon in this world. We should learn his ratzon and bring his ratzon into the world. How do you bring his ratzon into the world? How do you have that the ratzon is baruch is the source, is being brought and weggestellt and found in this world? So we saw, this is the mitzvah. The mitzvahs, they're key in Mitzrayim. The Rosh Chaim speaks at Lehebi and Tzavav that the mitzvahs will not keep the world going. The Sefer is more. He says Lehebi, the Rosh Chaim to be this, that Uyitzor, there was no one davening for 1 second, the world, most of the world will continue to exist. You don't need anyone to daven in a second. That could be a schmack of world, but it's going to be something like this. But Talmud Torah, it's the one thing that's going to keep. So the same reason that Talmud Torah is connected to Kula. Why is Talmud Torah connected to Kula? Because it's the source. Why is it the source? Because Ritzurina is Baruch is the source of everything. And when a Yid learns, and a Yid, I'll use the Lov Shem Nevis Chaim, is Isaac or Mizboinein B'divrei Torah, what he's doing is, he's bringing Ritzoyne Yisbarach into this world. And Ritzoyne Yisbarach is the heartbeat of this world. If Ritzoyne Yisbarach is not existing, being learned in this world, the Bayur Oilam was Tanai Hisne. That was me, Tanai Hisne. The world doesn't have a purpose. When the world doesn't have a purpose, so the world ceases to exist. This is what we're going to suggest, is why Talmud Torah is in a class of Chayatzma, and this is the Midah and Kali Torah in a class of Chayatzma. So bring one more Maramok and then we'll get back to the Shul. Ben Yoyna, in Shara Shlishi, at the beginning of Shara Shlishi, he mentions that there's a tremendous toys that people make. And the general first reaction of everybody is that Lavin are much more cautious than Essen, much more serious, much more strict, and much more severe. The person who has a positive Aveira, Tzicha, Gneva, Gili Arayas, Aveira Zoro, Mashan Hara, the person understands that's a crime, that's a criminal act. You don't do an essay, Mr. Feld. Yesh anoshe rabim amoy choshim kein ikra avad and hefsed הנפש הוא לא סיבה ואיר שיש בן מייסר. חיין אבדן הנפש, הביטל עסק. One of his Iker Raya is something that's not Mishnagia to us tonight, in this mind. It brings a Raya, a rule, but that's not the case. Imamish, injuring him. Omru Chazal, Yerushalmi Chagim. Viter, it's Moli HaKosav Yashorim. Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Avoy Dezor, Vigile Raya, so she has Domen, Veloi Viter Al-Avoy Bitl Torah. It doesn't make any sense. To a logical mind, to my mind, it doesn't make any sense. That means, so they're eating, or are doing Gilead rice. Eishas ish. Shvichas Dhamim, killing people, killing other Yidden. Avoy the Zara. Yadosh Bohu is going to react very harshly, but he's not going to destroy totally. He's going to not, he's going to be able to tolerate it and continue the world. He'll be able to continue. Avoy Vidra, Avoy Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't look past. Now, what Binyana means, Bittul Torah is an essay. Most essays, what is an essay? These Gimel Averis are three criminal acts that they're avoiding this, the Chatoyim. How could it be? So, Dr. Binyana is terrible. He says, we don't understand what's the essay. Why? What's the Nakuda? So, he says in a second, Kishem, Sheschar Talmud Torah Godu Mikoyul HaMitzvahs, Kach Oynishim Avatul Godu Mikol Averis. That's what this Maran means. He says, like we've been learning the past bunch of weeks, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. If you get down to the soid and the secret, we spoke about the last 2 weeks. Why is Talmud Torah greater than all the mitzvahs put together? How could it be? How could it be that Talmud Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs put together? If you understand why Talmud Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs put together, you'll understand why the Bnei Sholem wasn't able to mavater on missing Talmud Torah. What's the Darshtag? We're licking the sugya. We've been trying to figure out why Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Later, Rabbeinu says a line at the end. Yisudayim, Hamshah. He says one of the Bavur Ma'ilas Eile Nivra Odom. Matikas Hanivra Moyosim Amo Nashem Iker Iskad Avon Shavivah. Here Rabbeinu is Megalatim. The recording is, when you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, so it's what's called, you didn't do, using English as a word, as much of atrocity or as much of a criminal act. You didn't do such an atrocity. I'm asking, she has done it, you're right, so much. But you're much more hopeless. You're lost. Sometimes you say, like a guy, you say, he's hopeless. Cool, he's hopeless, lost. What do you mean? Loshen Rabbeinu is Matikva. He's no tikva. He's no tikva. What's that? Not a simple loshen. A person hires a housekeeper. And the housekeeper comes. Say, you know, in 3 or 4 hours, you got to clean the whole house. In this room, that room, sponge it here, the windows. It comes, starts playing with the kids, starts, you know, getting excited, breaks up a fight, you know, sits down to do homework with one of them. Waiting, it's coming Shabbos, the floor's got to be clean, but she's making such a nice atmosphere, nice, such a nice, helping out with the kids, you know. The younger kid, you know, is an OT, she's great with her, it's unbelievable. The mother's enjoying it. Okay, the passes 3 or 4 hours. Nothing's clean, nothing. But it was a great time. She made a great experience. It was great. Everything went great. Yeah. I have a 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. The Maisa. The house was a good Shabbos. The house is dirty and dirty already now. There's three layers. Gook on the floor. You're going to keep the maid or not going to keep the maid? I'm going to keep the maid mechanism. Anyone understand better than the maids? Fire. Come on. What's the problem? She did anything wrong. She did anything terrible. Dan says, what are you here for? I didn't hire you to be a babysitter. I didn't hire you to do OT now. I didn't hire you to make a very beautiful avira in the house. I hired you to clean the house.
If you're not here for what I'm doing, what you're here for, you missed the boat. Missed the boat. Missed the boat. It's not to be angry. You know why? Because this boat is not mevater on the Torah. Very simple thing. It's a deep thing, but very simple thing. Someone who did have a desire, Gila Reish, did a much worse crime. But there's a future. People make mistakes. There's a future. At least he knows what he's living for. If Lou Yitzhak, this maid, cleaned the house, and she might have pocketed 10 shekel here and 12 shekel here, 13 shekel here, I don't know, like, to eat food, to kiss the screen, get food, yeah. We'll see, is it worth it or not? How much is she pocketing? How much is she working? But at least she's cleaning the house. At least she knows what she's here for. But if you don't know what you're here for, you miss the boat. Talmud Torah keneged kula. Talmud Torah means when the Bnei Adam created the world, the entire purpose of this world is that Ratzono Yisbarach should permeate the Bria. There's a lot of other things that he created in the world that are all part of that Ratzono Yisbarach. But the Etzem Ratzono Yisbarach is that you should learn and continue to try to understand Ratzono. By the Bnei Adam, Ono Nafshi Kosvis Yehovis, that's what it means. And the Shabbat who says, if you're not learning, you missed your Iker Tafkid. Retire, go to the old change home, go to the mouth. The Shabbat has a place where retire, so those. We're not cleaning the house anymore. This is the Sugya of Talmud Torah by itself. I'd like to suggest, this is what the Oymik of the Shlom and the Tavazia was. In Shavuos, you need an Aperis Eilun. We bought last month, those were old, last month, this month. We bought last month, the beginning of this month. And the Ramban Betzim says that the mitzvahs are considered the real fruits of the world, the Ramban says, in the beginning of the Ramban al Torah. The Ramban says that the first 6 days of the world are connected, each day is connected 1,000 years in the period of the history of the world. And the Ramban says, on the third day of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started creating Paris, started creating things that grew. And that's connected the third period, the third thousand, the beginning of the third thousand unit. That was Mount Torah. The Ramban says that was mitzvahs. But could we humbly suggest that betoich those peiros, what is standing all upon the peiros of gimitzvahs that we saw this man? We saw in this man, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, because what brings you to all the mitzvahs? And the Shlal last week said, it's the only thing that brings you to all the mitzvahs is Talmud Torah. So betoich all those mitzvahs, the specific pre that is in its own class, is the mitzvah of Lima Torah. For Shesach, we spoke out last week, Lima Torah also needs mitzvahs. But again, the Etzem mitzvah Lima Torah is you have everything in one thing. This is the Paris of Eilu. Zok Teshlo, there's a din. You know what the din is? The same din that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Beiches. That Mishamayim, Mishmat Adin, that's Loshna Pasek. Mishamayim, Mishmat Adin, Eretz Yirov, Ishkoto. There was a din, B'Shas Kabbalah Zatorah. What was that din? The din was, it wasn't on a virus. It wasn't that the world deserves a patch if there's no Kabbalah Zatorah. It was Bittul Tafkid. It was, the Shaila is the purpose of the world coming to fruition? That's the Shaila. Zok Teshla. Every year, there's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a virus, an essence. Yeah. And Avada B'toich, that is Mitzvah Talmud Torah, is included in that. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dan the Rosh Hashanah. But in Shavuos, there's a separate Cheshbin. And the Cheshbin is, what's going on with Talmud Torah? The Rosh Hashanah, the simple Nafkamina. Let's say a person has all kinds of Peturim in the world, Mitzvah Talmud Torah. He has all excuses in the world. Let's say, back in my marshal, this maid has all excuses why the kid was asking her a question, and she got caught up with the kid, and each time she has another excuse and expression why she wasn't cleaning the house. The bites are beautiful. You're a great person. I have no problem with you. Maybe you allow you as a babysitter. But a maid, you're not. Maid, you're not. There's a separate cheshbon on Talmud Torah. Are you here? Are you doing the ikar purpose that you were created for? Zok to Rashi. Alaos. Zok to Rashi and others. The Mishnah. There are days. Al tachse kemamad de Torah harbi. Al tachse tov la'atzmav. Il kach noin tzaretov. Rashi says, Azoivi, the entire world was created for Torah. Each individual was created for Talmud Torah. The kach noitzaretov, Rashi reads Kepshutin, Rashi Shalsu, read Rosh Rashi. Kil kach noitzaretov, l'shem kach yotzos lavar. We're talking to everyone in this room. We're talking to Meir Warsager. We're talking to Yosef, Yankov, Kiva. He's talking to Adam. He's talking to every person individually. Do you want to know why you came to this world? Zot Rashi. Zokrashi, you want to know also? You want to know what your ikar tafka in this world? You want to know why you're here? What in heaven, like this English, what in heaven's sake, earth are you here? What are you here for? What are you here for? First one, go. Kenira, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in a class of that. You're here for a lot of things. You're here to do chesed. You're here to do all mitzvahs. But Talmud Torah is mitzvah. I'm going to whisper to you. We spoke out last week. It brings the chesed. It brings the mitzvahs. However, you have to realize Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. And if somewhere in the picture you don't have output in Talmud Torah, you are not your chelik in Torah. It's called your chelik in Torah. You're not producing in your chelik in Torah. So Baruch says, I gave you tremendous amount of things. I gave you talents. I gave you, family. I gave you all kinds of things. What's it all here for? What's it all here for? This is what Baruch Hashem means. What's it here for? Matikas Eva. This, I believe, is a gang. So first of all, tonight, we learned that we got a Gizman we're talking about. And speaking of Gizman, how Talmud Torah is Oymid Kenegad Kulam. What we learned tonight is in the Tafkid of a person, Talmud Torah is also Oymid Kenegad Kulam. It's in his own class. There's a lot of things that we're doing here in this world, on purpose, on a mission. But Talmud Torah is its own thing. If something is not going on in Talmud Torah, you're missing something big. And I believe in Shavuos, this is one of the things we're going to be needing. From the Iker things. This is what the Shlo is saying. The Gemara says that Torah has to be Iker. The Gemara says Malach Teorah means everything else has to be a right to Torah. This is what we have to get clear. Talmud Torah Shabitlo Emenu. We have to look in our life. How much do we hold Torah secondary? How much do we put other things in front of Torah? How many times when we're trying to figure out should we leave Eretz Yisrael, should we leave, how scary it is? How many times was the centrality of Torah in the forefronts of our mind? There's a lot of times you have to. There's a lot of times a person has to make a decision, but the question is how much Torah did Torah have to wait to you? This is the sugya of Shavuos. It's a sugya of Shavuos, it's not a sugya of Issur v'Heter. It's a sugya of where is Torah in your purpose? I'm going to finish off with one more. Bring it out the void. Those who are married when connected is better. Chazal say, Ein Isha El Labonim. Ein Isha El Labonim. A lady who's dealing with the sign of infertility. A lady who's dealing with the sign of infertility, which is one of the greatest challenges. Imagine someone coming, she says, I'll say, it's going to be possible. She came and said, I may sign on you. I'll say, special comments. Imagine, some lady comes and says, no. I feel like I have no purpose to live. It definitely crosses lady's mind, for sure. You start comforting her. What do you mean? You have such good showing bias. You have such a good job. You do so much chesed in the world. And she's still, I don't mean this, but she still stubbornly says,
Im ayin meisha anoichi. What'd she say? I'm not getting into a meisha. I want the marsha of the gosha. What she's saying is, she's right, in her gosha, that there's a certain sensuality in a person's tafkid. There's a musar of sensuality in a person's tafkid. It's not a sugya of right, wrong, the mitzvahs, kindness, and not kindness. We have to get klar that Talmud Torah can get cooler. And we have to get klar the centrality. B'siyata d'shmaya, that's what we're working on. I was by a Rebbe who I saw the Metzias. I saw that he the Herod. And I'm trying my whole life to try to hold on to it. He talked the Herod Talmud Torah, this kind of cool. He talked the Herod, this is cool. We don't look at it like having children. Unfortunately, we don't look at it. But if we taka the hair, what it means, Talmud Torah to go, how? It brings to everything. We with the hair with the nefesh chayim means that Hashem made it. And it sees the heartbeat of this world. It is the heartbeat of the world that brings everything. This is the din of Rosh Hashanah of Shuas, but it's also the opportunity of Shuas. And Shuas, we have an opportunity to realize what Rabbi Yossi said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us ability to have a different purpose, to be a person who has a different purpose, who is here for a higher purpose, and he's here for a real purpose. And this Shabbat Dishmai, as much as we understand, Paris Ilan, these are our MS and Paris. We'll be Zoycha Tariyah, to the Kamatur, the Avot, Kamatur, the Tengah Kul.